This is the Max Kellerman Show. Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio.
Aaron Rodgers did not hold back. Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, Sirius XM Channel 80, wherever you get your podcasts, Aaron Rodgers did not hold back. If the Packers were thinking, okay, we worked everything out, now we're going to talk nice about each other in public, that's not what happened. Rodgers was like, no, I'm going to tell you the truth. But by the way, what choice did Rodgers have? Was Rodgers going to get on, if you haven't heard the press conference, I'm going to play you plenty of it. Was Rodgers supposed to get up there and say, there wasn't, you know, like, that was just you media guys messing? No, how could he say that? There was too much. He couldn't say that, and he shouldn't have, and we would all know he's lying. So he told the truth. And, you know, Gutekunst still doesn't get it. It's a win for the Packers, the arrangement they have, because now, right now, Rodgers is going to give the Packers one more year, then he can leave if he wants. And that makes sense because the Packers would have to take such a cap hit to trade Rodgers. They weren't going to do it, and that was the reason. You know, like what could Rodgers? Rodgers wasn't going to retire. Could he sit out a year? Sure. But, of course, he'd rather not sit out a year. This way he has a chance to win a Super Bowl. The Packers get what they want. They change language in the contract after this season so Rodgers can get what he wants. But the Packers now have a year to try to win a Super Bowl with a committed Aaron Rodgers. They have a damn good chance to do it. And they have a year to try to convince him to stay. And if they can't convince him to stay, they're still under contract, they can get a whole bunch for him. Multiple first rounders, all that stuff. That's a win for the Packers. It's also a win for Rodgers, for sure. But the Packers are, that Rodgers was actually the party with the leverage, even though he was technically under contract. It's bigger for the Packers. They have to try and change his mind. Gutekunst, though, doesn't seem to understand how to change Rodgers' mind. First, you got to acknowledge Rodgers is the boss in that his mind is the one, he's the decision maker. Rodgers' brain has to decide, okay, this is what I'll do. So you have to convince him. Now, first, listen to what Rodgers said at this press conference. Then I'm going to play you Gutekunst, and you tell me if you think Gutekunst gets it or not. This is after they've apparently worked things out. Hey, Aaron, did you think about retiring?
Yeah, that was definitely something I thought about. You know, I talked about how important being a full-timer was for a long time. This was the first time to spend the off-season away without a COVID year or a lockout year. And I enjoyed it. You know, I really did. I took time working on myself and trying to better myself in a number of areas where I feel like I could improve based on my own patterns and conditioning. And it was a lot of growth in that process. I continued to find joy and happiness and things off the field. However, there's still a big competitive hole in my body that I need to fill. And as I got back into my workouts, I just realized that I know I can still play and I want to still play. And as long as I feel like I can give 100% to the team, then I should still play.
Yeah, no kidding, Aaron. You just won MVP. One of the greatest seasons of all time. Yeah, you can still play. Max Kellerman Show, presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests join me on the Goodyear Hotline. So, okay, he thought about retiring. He's not going to retire. Listen to this, because Rodgers had receipts. Like, he brought up a list of guys he felt the Packers disrespected on the way out the door. Listen to this.
I wanted to help the organization, maybe learn from them some of the mistakes in the past, in my opinion, about the way that some of the outgoing veterans were treated, and just the fact that we didn't retain a number of players that I felt like were core players to our foundation, our locker room, high character guys. I'm talking about Charles Woodson, Jordy Nelson, Julius Peppers, Clay Matthews, Randall Cobb, James Jones, John Kuhn, Brett Goode, TJ Lang, Brian Bulaga, Casey Hayward, Micah Hyde, guys who were, you know, exceptional players for us, but great locker room guys, high character guys. Many of them who weren't offered a contract at all, or were extremely lowballed, or were, you know, maybe in my opinion, not given the respect on the way out that guys of their status and stature and high character deserved.
I mean, this is Aaron Rodgers telling Brian Gutekunst, I don't like the cut of your jib. I just don't like the way you do things. Gutekunst, by the way, is a pretty good GM. If you took all quarterbacks off all NFL teams and just looked at the rest of the roster, the Packers have one of the better rosters. Not the best roster, but he's above average. But if you can't get the relationship with one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time right, then it doesn't matter how many I's you dot and T's you cross. how many details you get right. You failed. We're showing you a graphic now on ESPN Plus, quarterbacks with multiple NFL MVP awards. They've all played for multiple teams except Rodgers, Tom Brady, Brett Favre, Peyton Manning, Joe Montana, Johnny Unitas, Kurt Warner, Steve Young. All have played for multiple teams. Rodgers is the only guy who hasn't. Will he stay a Packer? Well, I mean, they have a year to convince him. I don't think, though, that Gutekunst really understands the issue well. Still doesn't get it. Because when he was asked about Rodgers having, you know, more say on personnel decisions, this is what he said.
No, I think, you know, Aaron's had kind of the same input he's always had, you know, I think, which has been a lot. I mean, he's earned a place at the table, I think. He always has. I think one of the things to this offseason, I think, is learning how to incorporate that.
No, he hasn't, Brian. That's what he's saying. So wait, let me get this straight. Gutekunst, are you calling him a liar? You're saying he's lying? He's saying he hasn't. He hasn't. Aaron, what about when they offered you, I think it was would have made you the highest guaranteed money quarterback ever or something like that. Anyway, what about when they offered you the boatload of money, Aaron?
Post the draft, I think what basically happened was then they said, you know, we'll give you some money now. Let's see if we can throw some money at you. I said from the start it wasn't about the money. Obviously, I didn't show up for the off-season program or mini camp. To me, it was bigger than this. It was about trying to be a resource for the organization that I care about and love so much.
So what's your relationship like? This is not about the money to Rodgers. What's your relationship like with him, Brian?
Professional. You know, it's always been a very professional relationship. I think our goals are the same, right? Trying to get this team to win a championship.
But he doesn't think, you know, like Gutekunst doesn't get it. Like, this is not, if I were, I mean, the Packers are not owned like most teams are owned, right? But if the Packers were owned by me and I heard the GM talking like that, I would think he still doesn't get it. He still doesn't get it. Maybe it's because they're not owned. Maybe it's because they're not an owner there going, okay, Murphy, Gutekunst, hold on. No, wait. No good. You're alienating this quarterback. We just saw what happened in New England with Brady. And that was Bill Belichick. You see Bill Belichick here in this organization anywhere? No? Because even with Belichick, that turned out to be a mistake. And Gutekunst's talking about it's a professional relationship. Not a good one. It's not a good one. What else did you want, Aaron?
The other part in February was wanting to be a part of conversations involving free agents. Which has never happened in my career. You know, I've trained with
stay right there,
NFL
stay right
guys.
There. Hold on. It's never happened in his career? Hold on, let's listen to the game. Aaron Rodgers' press conference, never happened in my career. Brian, does Rodgers have more say on personnel decisions, yes or no?
No, I think, you know, Aaron's had kind of the same input he's always had.
Okay, then stop right there. Aaron, do you want more of a voice in free agents?
The other part in February was wanting to be a part of conversations involving free agents, which has never happened in my career.
Which has never happened to me. Stop right there. Never happened in his career. It's never happened in his career. What Rodgers did at that press conference is say what I've been saying all along. The quarterback has become so important in the NFL now because everyone wants offense. The rules changes all favor the quarterback. That if you are an amazingly great quarterback, you ever hear of the bell curve? What that means, you take any population, right? You can put them on a bell curve. The smartest, the tallest, the whatever, you know, according to any kind of value. And a few people will be on the far right end of the curve. Those are the exceptionally great people. A few people will be on the far left end of the curve. That'll be the people who are terrible at it, right? Or very, you know, outliers in both directions. Even if you did it according to height, super tall people, super short people. Most people will fall somewhere in the middle. Somewhere in the middle sometimes. High average, low average, somewhere in the middle. I'm not talking about all quarterbacks. I mean the extreme outliers, the super great quarterbacks. Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes. Those guys are shot callers now. And Gutekunst still doesn't understand that? All right. You got 1 year to convince Aaron Rodgers you do not seem to understand the fundamental problem. Brian Gutekunst, it's not Aaron Rodgers. Got to look at yourself in the mirror. Tim Hasselbeck. Tim, ESPN, NFL analyst on the Goodyear Hotline. Tim, thank you for coming on the show. I'll tell you what, I was arguing on First Take earlier in the day. The Packers, everyone wins here with this outcome. with the negotiations. But the Packers are the biggest winners because, number one, they have Rodgers committed to them on a Super Bowl caliber team. They might win a Super Bowl. Number two, they have a year to convince him to stay. Number three, if they can't, they can still trade him for a whole bunch of draft picks. And given the size of the cap hit they would have taken to trade him, Rodgers had to understand, yeah, it's more feasible to get traded after this season. But Tim, the press conference that Aaron Rodgers just had, Tim's line dropped, but you would never know it from the way I'm talking. Look, just pretend he's still there until we get him back. But Tim, I'll wait, because then I'm going to have to repeat myself. Okay, Tim, how much of that did you hear? I was setting you all up, Tim.
Well, I heard the win-win for Green Bay.
It's a win-win, but a bigger one for Green Bay because they have a year to convince their guy to stay. Meantime, he's committed to try to win a Super Bowl on a Super Bowl-caliber team. They might get one out of this. And if they can't convince him to stay in that year, they'll get a boatload of draft picks for him still, right? But the way – but also Rodgers, the fans, when everyone wins here. But the way Rodgers went at them in that press conference has kind of changed my mind for style points. Rodgers wins. Tim, he killed them with honesty. At least from his point of view, he was naming names. He had receipts. He was talking about different players who were disrespected. Have you ever seen anything like that?
No.
Well,
Aaron, he's like, you know, basically like, hey, it's all good. Like we're moving forward, doing all that. And I kind of thought Aaron might say, yeah, you know, this is stuff. We worked it out. We're here. We're good. Like I thought we were going to get that. But you're right. Like, he went in there and listed basically every issue that he had. And then he called him out about leaks, you know, during the off season. He's like, they certainly weren't coming from me. They weren't beneficial to me. So they were kind of, I don't know what purpose that served. He went off. I mean, he absolutely went off. So I have to think that, you know, there were people, you know, in their offices, you know, watching SportsCenter and seeing that and thinking, oh, my God. Oh, like, I cannot believe that he's going after us like that. And he did.
I mean, to me, this is the next 18 hours. We should just be talking about this nonstop. It's unusual. Every 10 or 20 years, maybe, you see a press conference like that. Well, a guy of Roger stature. And then Gutekunst. Tim, to me, this whole thing came down to the fact that the quarterbacks become so important because the rules change and everyone loves offense. That if you're an extreme outlier, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, you're the boss. Like, they have to do what you tell them to do. And Gutekunst didn't understand that, and apparently still doesn't. He still, when he's asked about it, you know, guys, let's play the sound so Tim can respond. Here's Gutekunst talking about, does Rodgers have say in personnel decisions? Listen to this.
No, I think, you know, Aaron's had kind of the same input he's always had. You know, I think... which has been a lot. I mean, he's earned a place at the table, I think. He always has. I think one of the things to this offseason, I think, is learning how to incorporate that.
How do you – I mean, Rodgers just blew that to shred. Like, what is he talking about, Tim?
Well, what he's saying isn't right. Like, you know, input like he's always had. Well, that's not true. And, you know, I think Aaron was clear about that, right? Like, you mentioned – Nelson was never offered like a, hey, look, we're not going to pay you $9 million, so would you come back on a league minimum deal? Like, maybe Jordy would have,
right?
You know, or, you know, talking about the situation with the kid they cut at the end of camp last year, Kumaro. Like, hey, before you cut him, like, don't you want to ask me what I think about him since, like, I'm the one throwing him the ball? Like, man, I'll never forget. I remember being in a meeting when I was with the Giants, the quarterback meeting room, and Chris Palmer was the quarterback coach at the time, and he said, hey, give me your five top receivers right now. And, you know, and so Eli goes through them, and it's, you know, Plaxico, Monty Toomer, and Steve Smith would have been there at the time, and, you know, I'm trying to remember who the fourth guy would have been. There was somebody who was the fourth guy, and then he's like, David Tyree. And a big kind of argument, you know, ensued, you know, with one of the other quarterbacks and Chris Palmer. They both were like, you got to be crazy. Like, David Tyree and Eli Manning is like, yeah, David Tyree. Because, like, even though he's not the fastest guy, hasn't had the best camp, we can play him at every position. I trust him. I know exactly where he's going to be. He's a team player like David Tyree.
And yeah, like, who only made one of the great catches of all time in American team sports, right? That won a Super Bowl,
way,
basically.
Listen, that season, like that was the training camp. They were getting ready to cut him. And Eli's like, no, ask me about him. Keep him. I like him.
Yeah, they waited until the – by the way, Tim, he never played for the Giants after that Super Bowl catch again, but at least he was there for the Super Bowl. The Giants wouldn't have won it without him.
Correct. And so part of it is that, like, hey, I'm the guy throwing him the ball. Like, ask me about him. You know, so like, yeah, you cut this guy. I thought he was our second best receiver in training camp. So, you know, that's what he's saying. And so it's weird that, you know, like that would be the GM response today.
That's the thing, Tim. It seems
wonder, Max, what it would have been like if it would have been Aaron Rodgers spoke first.
Yes, I'm so glad. Yes, it was. It seemed like he spoke with an expectation that Rodgers would now get in line. And what he doesn't understand is Rodgers will order him to, like, he will explain to Gutekunst where the line is, what it looks like, and where Gutekunst should stand on it. He still doesn't understand. Tim, he thinks now he has Rodgers under control and now we're all on the same page. It's Rodgers' page. It's not up to him. It's not up to Gutekunst. And I can't understand why he wouldn't coordinate this better with Rodgers. It's like still a lack of communication.
Yeah, I mean, it's ego, and, you know, and listen, you know, but Gutekunst is, you know, at the top of his profession, too, right? I mean, it's like,
he's a good,
you know, sometimes, like, we look at him, we're like, hey, Aaron Rodgers has, you know, done all these things, and it's right, we've all seen it, you know, but, you know, Gutekunst is like, hey, wait a sec, we've been pretty good. It's not just the quarterback. It's a team sport. Like, we have some other guys. However, I think what Aaron did, you know, to basically puff his chest out was like, yeah, guess what? Guys aren't coming to Green Bay because of you or this city. They're coming to play with me. And so, like, don't get that twisted. Like, guys are coming here to play with me. So that's that situation. And so so let me help with that. And let me help with what receivers we're going to draft and keep and all that. Like, he was very clear. Like, look, I'm represented by Athletes First. A lot of Athletes First guys get drafted early. I think that was a direct signal that, like, hey, instead of Jordan Love, we should have drafted Chase Claypool, by the way, right? Like, that's what we should have done.
I'll tell you what, Tim Hasselbeck on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. Gutekunst is a good GM. I wouldn't say he's the best, but if you took all quarterbacks off all teams, the Packers would have, independent of Rodgers, one of the better rosters in the NFL. Not the best, but one of the better rosters. So Gutekunst is good in many respects. But Tim, if you're good at dotting all the I's and crossing all the T's and getting all the little details right, but you can't get the biggest part of your job right, I'm sorry. And even if he learned from that, he's not a GM on the level that Rodgers is a quarterback. It's not like Gutekunst, one of the greatest GMs who ever lived. It's unbelievable to me that he still is this tone deaf today. But I want to get back to Rodgers and the way he approached this press conference. He did it with a certain kind of sense that he now has the latitude to tell the truth. Like, what could he have? Could he have really said, oh, you media guys, you're making too much? I don't think he could have said that. But he was talking with like the kind of security that people talk with, like that people have when they're able to really just tell the truth. I'm trying to think of a press conference like it. Can you think of any?
No, not really. And here's the thing about that. He clearly had notes. He clearly was looking down at them. You know, there were things that he was very careful with how he said it. Really what he did is he was calculated about making the fan base know that he loves wearing the Packer colors and playing in that stadium and their support for him, and he's not a victim and he's made a lot of money here. He's just trying to make this situation better. Like, that was clear and calculated, and you're right, with a ton of confidence.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the closest thing it reminded me of.
Okay.
When I watched The Last Dance, I remember them playing sound of Michael Jordan being like, oh my God, like, I didn't know that he was calling out the front office that way. Maybe because I was younger, wasn't paying attention to that stuff at that age. But, like, Could you imagine if someone called out the front office like that in today's age of social media? I remember thinking that as I was watching The Last Dance. And I'm watching Aaron today. I'm literally sitting waiting to go on SportsCenter. I'm watching Aaron today, and I'm going, oh, my God, he's
it happened.
That.
Like, you're right. That's a great comparison. It's a great comparison. You don't expect – when you see honesty like that from a guy on that level – you think, like, that only happened a long time ago. Like, you don't actually live through that stuff today. But that just happened. The Last Dance is an interesting comparison with Jordan putting the front office on blast. And by the way, Jerry Krause didn't get the memo, and that's what happened. Like, look what happened to the Bulls, and apparently Gutekunst didn't get it either. And I would think his job is in trouble. But, you know, the big thing he got right now is Rodgers is still a Packer for the next 12 months. The great Tim Hasselbeck, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, real quick before I let you go, Tim, if they win a Super Bowl, what happens?
So my position's been this all along. They win a Super Bowl, Aaron's back.
He's
and
back.
And he's back with the people he wants to be back with. Uh-huh. If they don't win a Super Bowl, I think he's gone.
Aaron's gone. But Gutekunst survives, yes or no?
Yes.
Wow. Tim Hasselbeck, ladies and gentlemen, ESPN NFL analyst. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it. All right, so who won, the Packers or Rodgers? And where does Rodgers end up next year? Is it Denver? Coming up, should Ron Rivera be frustrated with his team? No doubt next. Friends, demand for unskilled workers is sky high, but who wants that life? There's demand for hundreds of thousands of IT and cybersecurity professionals in the U.S. And My Computer Career is training people to meet it. Get skilled. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. You can start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. I mean, listen, I get it when I say who wants that life. It's in the script, but hey, if you could just have a job, that's right. A lot of people just want a job. But if you can have a career where you can advance and make real money in as little as 4 months, that could be you. Through July, grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, also on Sirius XM Channel 80, 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776, The Max Kellerman Show, is presented by Progressive Insurance. Also Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. I'm going to get right down to it.
We got you covered.
Let me tell you what I think it means.
No doubt.
All right, Raj, what do we have? Raj, we're playing No Doubt, Raj. Suddenly I can't hear Raj. Is that a problem?
Yep.
There we go.
Put me up. All right, now he has him program. I'm in programming now. Check it out.
Very good.
Washington coach Ron Rivera, I don't know if you heard him, but he should be frustrated with his players' low vaccination rate.
No doubt. Look,
no doubt.
You want to be polite and you want to be kind about this when discussing this publicly. But this idea that this is a personal matter and you have to do all the it's just nonsense. This started way before the previous administration in this country at the federal level was like poo-pooing masks and stuff like that, right? This was been going on for like, I don't know, a decade or more before that, where there's been this absurd and frankly extremely stupid anti-vax movement based in junk science and nonsense, not in peer-reviewed science, not among – and it doesn't really even take much to understand, oh, wait, this is not – this is pseudoscience. This is not real. Like linking vaccines to autism doesn't exist. Never has. So the anti-vax movement has created fertile ground for this kind of nonsense where people are refusing to be vaccinated. By the way, and I understand some people will talk about this country's racist history. For example, the Tuskegee experiment, right? And so people of color maybe not so quick to trust the government. I understand that. But I should also point out the Tuskegee experiment was about not treating, in that case, syphilis, right? Not treating it. Remember during the pandemic when we were all like praying for a miracle? Wow, if only there was some way out of this. There is. It's a vaccine. Even people arguing like, well, this first wave, this kind of beta group of people, right? Like, it's not measles, mumps, and rubella. That's been around forever. I want to see what the long-term effects are of the vaccine. Does anyone really think the long-term effects of the vaccine would be worse than the long-term effects of COVID? Have people lost their minds? Get vaccinated. Good.
All right. Can we get into the second question?
Yeah. Jeez.
All right. Danny Dimes. You heard him. He's getting a lot of hype lately. So Daniel Jones can vault your Giants to win the NFC least.
No doubt. You know, he has to take a leap in development. It's year three now. But he has a better offensive line, at least on paper. He has Saquon Barkley back. Remember, Saquon got 2,000 yards from scrimmage when he had a bad offensive line and the remains of Eli Manning. So what can Saquon do with a better offensive line and a young quarterback? And they have offensive weapons everywhere you look. The receiving core, if it can stay healthy, looks good. No doubt, Daniel Jones can take a leap this year and become an above-average quarterback, and the Giants can win the division. They have a good defense.
All right. Hey, Max, it's National Water Park Day. You like national water parks growing up?
Oh, I love them. No doubt. I love them. I didn't go to a lot of them. I lived in New York City. So, like, once in a blue, you could get out to a water park somewhere. You go to, like, Great Adventure or something like that, or, you know, or go on a water ride there. What? I don't know. I probably went to, in my life growing up, maybe a half a dozen at the most. But I loved it every time. Loved it.
All right. Nice. Nice. Like that. And finally, listen to this. You believe Harvard astrophysicist.
You said it right the first time.
Yeah. Okay. When he says we need artificial intelligence to communicate with aliens.
I'm not aware of this. I'm sure it wouldn't hurt. I would hope it wouldn't hurt. But I don't know. I don't know if we do or we don't. Can we communicate using math? Is that a universal language? I don't know. I haven't thought about that enough. But if I do think about it, I will provide you with the correct answer, Raj. So let me think on it, as we say, and I'll give you the answer that you're looking for. That's right. So I don't know. The answer is not, no doubt. Nor is it, nah, son. I just don't know the answer yet. I have to put some thought into it. I think the best thing is just to have me talk to the aliens as Earth's smartest.
That's what they need.
Yes. That was Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide, and you can get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $299. No contract. All in America's best network, Straight Talk Wireless. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. That's it. We only got one more segment coming up here on the Max Kellerman Show. Roger, are you aware of that?
I'm aware of that. Yes, this is a short show. It just flies by when we have so much to do, like today.
I want to talk more about Aaron Rodgers, but I need to take some calls. Raj, you as usual have not given me enough time to take calls. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-SAY-ESPN. The Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
On ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, also Sirius XM Channel 80, 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. This is the Max Kellerman Show, coming to you live from the Seaport District of Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your car, home, motorcycle, commercial, auto, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com.
You heard First Take?
At least it's good to hear your voice finally, because I know on First Take, I only hear you on the intro and outro.
Now hear Max's Last Take.
We're going to hear from you on Last Take. A lot of topics today, but especially Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers put the Packers on blast. Packers are big winners. They get him for another year. He'll be committed. They might win a Super Bowl. They have a year to change his mind and say, hey, stay here. And if they can't, they'll get a haul for him in a trade. But Rodgers also won. Everyone wins. Packers fans win. We won as a network. The media wins because we got to cover this whole thing. Everyone stayed interested. But the way Rodgers gave that press conference, the honesty that he hit him with, the optics, the swagger of Rodgers right now. He just looked like the winner at the press conference. And by the way, if you want to know what I think about all things Rodgers, you can download the podcast wherever you download podcasts. All right, listen. I'm going to take your calls right now. 888-SAY-ESPN. Ryan in California, you're on the Max Kellerman Show.
Hey, Max, how's it going?
Okay, let me just tell everyone. Don't ask me how it's going. It's going fine. This is not a social call. It's a radio show. Give me an opinion. You can love me, hate me. You have something to say. You have a question. But start with content. Now, go ahead. Let's try it again. Go.
You said the Washington football team, there was a debate on the vaccine versus should they should get it, should they not. I always wonder, just because people of color in this country, you said it's Tuskegee experiments. Mm-hmm. I think that's a giant fear factor for a lot of athletes, and I would say especially black athletes for pro football, pro basketball.
I understand. I agree. I agree with that. I would just point out that the Tuskegee experiments were not about, hey, we're going to give you this bad vaccine. It's that, hey, we're going to give you a disease and not treat it. This is treatment in a sense. It's preventative. This is the opposite of that. Now, if someone says, Max, the larger point is they've been a group of people in this country have been conditioned to not trust the government. I get it. But if you look into the science of this, it all checks out. And I don't think mostly that's what the resistance is. In fact, that frequently is the resistance to people who are undecided, who want to wait and see. The hardcore resistance is generally not made up of that demographic, as it turns out, if you look at the latest info. Jeff in Minneapolis, you're on the Max Kellerman Show. Jeff in Minneapolis. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm not qualified to have an opinion on whether Simone Biles' decision to say no mas was good for her mental health or not. Mm-hmm. But the reality is she probably isn't either. Most people who are undergoing a mental health issue are not qualified to self-diagnose and self-prescribe the appropriate treatment for it. Mm-hmm. She may come to decide to understand years down the road that this was exactly a horrible decision on her part, and once she actually gets the proper treatment that she needs.
It's possible that you're right, but as I've read more about it and read other athletes who have to twist in the air, they call it the twisties or something like that, gymnasts and divers, this is something that many of them experience, and it's disorienting. Like, they don't know, they lose their body position, and it's potentially dangerous. So it happened to her during the Olympics. And my point is, you can hold it against her if you want. I'm not going to say it's not legitimate. Hey, bad timing for you, but tough for you. But what does that mean? You want to count it against her? Do you think now she's not the greatest gymnast ever? Because she is. So really, it challenges our assumptions, I think, about what it means to be the greatest. Like, you can both be the greatest and decide at a certain point, I have to withdraw from this competition. Now, if you say, no, I'm now demoting her below someone else because, given all her accomplishments, this I'm going to hold against her. Okay, well, you're going to say she's not one of the greatest, even if you did that? Brad in Compton, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
I got two things for you, Max. I think this year is finally the year that Aaron Rodgers breaks the tie with Tom Brady and gets a second NFC championship. And the other one, let's see how good you are. This is a current NFL coach over a course of 8 years, 8 seasons. He has a 63 win, 72 loss record with one playoff appearance as a wild card. Who do you think it is?
63 and 70 something with one playoff appearance, and it's a wild card. Is it Mike McCarthy? No, it couldn't be because he was with the Packers too long. Who is it?
This is Bill Belichick's record as a head coach over 8 years. When Tom Brady is not his starting quarterback.
But that's not the question you asked. You're not talking about the last 8 seasons. You're picking and choosing seasons throughout his career. Yes, I understand that. Most of that was with the Cleveland Browns. And by the way, with the Patriots, he went 7-9 in a COVID year where he had like 9 guys opt out because of COVID, where he had no practice, where his quarterback had COVID, and it was a brand new quarterback coming off catastrophic injury. He went 7-9. And with Matt Castle, he won 10 games, 11 overall that season. It's pretty good. I want to read this. This is from Catherine Burns. Hi, your friendly neighborhood former gymnast and diver here to attempt to explain the mental phenomenon Simone Biles is experiencing, the dreaded twisties. When you're flipping or twisting or both, it's very disorienting to the human brain. When training new flips and twists, you need external cues to learn how it feels to complete the trick correctly. In diving, the coach yells out, and you kick your body straight and pray. Once you've practiced the trick enough, you develop neural pathways that create kinesthesia, which leads to muscle memory. Your brain remembers how your body feels doing the trick, and you gain air awareness. Think about something you took a while to learn and required a lot of concentration at the time to get right, but now is second nature. Driving a car is a good example, especially stick. Suddenly, in the middle of driving on the freeway, right as you need to complete a tricky merge, you have totally lost your muscle memory of how to drive a car. You have to focus on making your foot press the pedal at the right angle, turn the steering wheel just so, shift gears. It's terrifying. You're moving way too fast. You're totally lost. You're trying to think, but you know you don't usually have to think when doing these maneuvers. You just feel and do them. The twisties are like this and often happen under pressure. You're working so hard to get it right, you stop trusting your muscle memory. You're getting lost in the air, second-guessing your instincts, overthinking every movement. It's not only scary and unnerving, it's incredibly dangerous, even if you're doing basic gymnastics. The level of skills Simone throws combined with the height and power she gets can lead to catastrophic injury if you're not confident and connected to your kinesthesia. This isn't as easy to fix as just sleeping it off, et cetera, et cetera. So when Simone says she's taking it day by day, this is why. She's not soft. She didn't choke. She isn't giving up. It's a phenomenon every gymnast and driver has experienced.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.